not of the actual change itself, but only of how you have changed. Let yourself go into that timelessness so that you may be free and flexible to change anytime it serves you, anytime it allows you to be more of who you are. And then trust that whatever it is you become, whatever it is you have changed into, on the other side of the change, is who you need to be at that moment. Work with it, live with it, love it. Above all, love who you are at every given moment. For only by loving who you are now can you then become anything else you can become. If you invalidate even one moment of your existence, you make it impossible to become any other moment. For until you give each moment its full value and its full due, then it cannot become the next moment. Because there is only one moment. And what you experience as different moments are the same moment. The same moment. But only from a different point of view. You cannot escape the moment. There is only one. By living in it fully and accepting it completely, you allow yourself to then see the same moment from another perspective. But only when you have allowed the perspective you now have to be valid for what it is. For it is the stepping stone that leads to the next moment. It is the rung on the ladder that leads to the next rung. And if you do not step on the first one, you will not reach the second one or the third. We will once again extend our thanks to each and every one of you for allowing us to reflect this idea back to you. At this time, with your best possible focus, we invite you to determine what for each and every one of you now in this exchange is the most important thing you feel you wish to communicate, and you may now, at this point, begin with sharing. You, number one. Number two, do you know who you are? You. Number one, good day.
Good day, Bashar. Can you say something about my health?
What are you experiencing?
I have had 3 surgeries.
For what?
Heart, prostate. Earlier, I had hernia surgery.
Yes.
And I've had a stroke. So I would like to know, how far will this go?
Nothing that you have experienced cannot be reversed. But first, what is the nature of your lifestyle?
Active, working, exercising, that's the nature.
And this began when?
Since I was 20.
And what was the nature of your lifestyle then?
Active, working, enjoying, having a good time.
And each of these things has allowed you to come to face what issues and what ideas? And what have you learned from this experience?
Well, I was happy, but some bitterness has crept in. Some
bitterness?
Yes.
Because?
Of, you might say, the cards I got dealt.
Who dealt them?
I don't know.
You did. You hold the deck. No one else does. In thinking about it that way, and in knowing that you have dealt these cards to yourself, how does that make you feel?
Well?
Yes. Well, what?
I don't know how to redeal them or what to do with this deck.
You do. The idea is, first of all, to examine within you what issues